God's Word this morning. And obviously this morning is a different morning than other Sunday mornings. Cornerstone, our young adult group, is up at a retreat this weekend. And so they're headed back today. While you're watching this video, they're going through their last session up at Blue Jay at Alpine Conference Center. So I have been there. I'm actually on my way back. So at some point during this sermon, I will be joining you guys, and I'll be here at the end just with you and at the close of the service. But I video recorded this earlier in the week just so that I wouldn't have to drive too quickly on a Sunday morning. So we're going to God's Word this morning together to Luke chapter 6, 43 to 45. But let's start out first with a word of prayer. Let's pray together. Father, we pray that you would be with us today as we are gathered here to receive of your word. And we pray that you would anoint me as I deliver this word for all for your glory. We pray for Cornerstone. We pray that you would bless their time as they close out the retreat. And we pray that you would protect them on their way home. And so we just submit this time into your hands in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're in our Envision series, and we've been preaching through the vision of our church. And the vision of our church is up in the front on the banners, and the vision of our church is we want to see passion and pursuit of God and massive salvations in our church, in our city, and our world. And so we have four core values in our church, and the third core value, we've been preaching on that in the month of April, it's life transformation, God first, every day. Life transformation, God first, every day. The title of today's sermon is Overflowing. And the passage, again, is Luke chapter 6, 43 through 45. Now, I wanted to start off by talking just as an illustration of physical transformation. Obviously, the sermon today and Jesus speaking about spiritual transformation, but I wanted to use an illustration of physical transformation. So the illustration that I have been using is when my mentor in college had taught me that even when I am on an important phone call, like a phone interview or something, to get all dressed up, you know, suit and tie, to stand up when I'm on the phone in order to get into the element, to output better results. You know, physical transformation is going to lead to better results, better fruit, as Jesus put it in today's passage. And so Jesus was saying a similar thing to that little illustration that my mentor gave me in college, of that as we are spiritually transformed as Christians, we're going to bear better results or better fruit in our lives. And so the question we're answering this morning is, how can we be transformed to bear good fruit as Christians? How can we be transformed to bear good fruit as Christians? So let's read Luke chapter 6, 43 to 45 together. It's in the NIV translation, and that'll appear on the screens. So let's read that out loud together. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from briars. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. So we're going to start with verse 45. So if you would, can we just read verse 45 out loud again together, just to focus in, hone in on that verse. It says, a good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. So Jesus was saying, we got to store up good things in our hearts. That's what the NIV translation says. Now, sometimes it's helpful to look at other translations of the Bible just to get some clarity of what the Bible is saying. So the ESV translation, the English Standard Version translation, I wanted to read that together to get some further insight. So let's read the ESV translation together. It says, the good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure produces evil, for out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks. So the further revelation from the ESV is that we need to store up good treasure in our hearts. The word is treasure. Now, so we're supposed to store up good treasures in our hearts, and you might wonder, well, how much treasure are we supposed to store up? For that, I wanted to go to the NIV 1984 version and just read the last sentence of verse 45. So the last sentence of verse 45 in the NIV 1984 version is, "For out of the overflow of his heart, his mouth speaks." So Jesus is saying, we got to store up good treasure in our hearts to the point that it begins to overflow out of our mouths. Let me put it like this for point number one. How can we be transformed to bear good fruit as Christians? Point number one, store up treasures in our hearts so that treasures overflow out of our mouths. Store up treasures in our hearts so that treasures overflow out of our mouths. Now, I want to give an illustration at this point. And so I have with me a coin holder that we have on our dresser. It says vacation fund. It's not actually our vacation fund. We just put our coins in here. You know, every day we just store it up. Now, we store it up every day, and these are our treasures, our coins. Now, obviously, with a nickel, one individual nickel, one individual penny, we wouldn't be able to, you know, buy much or do much with that. But when we begin to keep on storing it up, and recently our container literally onto our dresser began to overflow. And so when it began to overflow, I brought it to our local CoinStar machine and deposited it in there. And it turned out that there was over $100 that was in this container. And so what I did was I, you know, got the redemption value and got the cash and was able to actually use it to buy some groceries for my family and care for my family. And actually, the groceries that we bought, we actually had some people over our house and we were able to feed others. It blessed so many people. So when we're storing up the good treasure, that maybe in one individual piece, we might say, oh, it doesn't really amount to much. But when it begins to overflow, it begins to become a blessing to other people, even in tremendous ways. And I believe that Jesus was saying a very similar thing, that in our lives, we have opportunities every single day. I mean, we have an opportunity today, opportunities today to make decisions to store up good treasure. The time that we have, we could use it to meditate on scripture, to pray, to worship, to instead of worrying, to bring it before God, to instead of complaining, to bring it before the Lord, to choose to worship him, to choose to meditate on his word, to choose to obey his word, to choose to make some decisions today that would honor him in our lives, etc. And sometimes we could say, well, that, you know, this one little decision doesn't really matter. But God was saying, Jesus was saying in this passage, when all the disciples were gathered together, he was trying to communicate to them, listen, you need to keep doing it. Keep on storing up the good treasures. Because you know what? One day it's going to begin to overflow. And when it begins to overflow, that's when it's going to begin to impact so many people, even beyond your imagination. And so Jesus was communicating this to those disciples who were gathered together, who were hearing this word, as God desires to communicate it to us right now. Now, some of us were listening to this and we're like, okay, this is the cliche point. This is first grade Sunday school. Yes, I need to store up good treasures into my life. You know, I need to read the word of God. I need to worship. I need to pray. And, you know, tell me something that I don't already know. But I want to share with you this. When I opened this up, you know, when it was overflowing, I opened it up, I was going to bring it to the CoinStar. You know what I found in here? I found old receipts, old coupons. I even found a couple of old guitar picks in here. Some of you don't know that I actually do play the guitar. And so I don't know how that happened. I know what this is for. This is for coins. This is for treasure. But somehow or other, old receipts started being deposited in here, coupons, guitar picks, some other different things that were not treasures. Just over time, it just began to happen. And so before I brought it to the CoinStar, I had to discard those old receipts because, you know, if I have a pile of old receipts, it's not worth anything. So I had to discard those things so that I had pure treasure. And that's a pure treasure that began to bless my family, that began to bless other people. That was the overflow that I needed. I don't need overflowing receipts. I don't need overflowing coupons or old guitar picks, but I need overflowing treasure. So sometimes some of us, we need to just take a step back and examine over time, what have we been depositing in? Maybe we have been depositing in some things that are not treasure. And we need to be careful to start discarding those things. And we don't want those things to overflow. We want the treasure to overflow. And so you might wonder, maybe I do need to take a step back. I need to examine some of the inputs into my life, some of the things that I've been storing up. So how am I going to examine my life and examine how I have been or what I have been inputting into my life? So for that, I wanted to bring us to the beginning of the passage. So verses 43 through 44. So Luke chapter 6, 43 through 44. Let's read it out loud together. It says, no good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from briars. So now Jesus is speaking to an audience of farmers. So he uses a farming illustration that's really helpful for him as he communicates to a bunch of farmers. A lot of us are not farmers. But even for a non-farmer like myself, this illustration is pretty straightforward, right? Jesus is saying, good trees bear good fruit, bad trees bear bad fruit. It's obvious to all of us. It's obvious to all of those farmers. But apparently, some of the people that were gathered there together to listen to Jesus that day had not really captured this point when it came to their spiritual transformation. That's why Jesus said what he said next. So Jesus starts pointing out to them, listen, you can't pick figs from thorn bushes. And so Jesus is saying to them, some of you that are listening to this, he's speaking to that crowd, saying some of you are expecting or hoping for figs to emerge from your life. But you can't expect that because you're right now a thorn bush. Listen, would you agree that a thorn bush needs to go through some supernatural transformation if it's going to start bearing figs? So Jesus was saying to those disciples that were gathered there, listen, as you're following me, you're going to need to go through some transformation. It's going to be supernatural. When you follow me, you will go through supernatural transformation. Open up yourself to the supernatural transformation because that's what you need in order to start bearing the figs or to start bearing the grapes. Listen, engage with God and experience the supernatural transformation from a thorn bush to something that begins to bear figs was what Jesus was communicating to them. Now, the disciples that were gathered there, they had to make an honest assessment of their lives. And Jesus was telling them a specific area of life that they needed to make an honest assessment about. That's why at the end of verse 45, it says, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. Jesus was saying, listen, a very important area to examine the fruit in your life is examine the fruit that's coming out of your mouth. He was telling them, listen, experience radical, deep, supernatural, spiritual transformation in your life so that the fruit that's coming out of your mouth is going to reflect God. Let me put it like this for point number two. Point number two, honestly examine whether the words from our mouths reflect Christ. Honestly examine whether the words from our mouths reflect Christ. We need to check our words. We need to check what's coming out. Let me give an illustration, and I just want to warn you, this is a bit crude, this illustration, but I really wanted to use it because I think it does help convey what Jesus was trying to convey. About 6 months ago, I ate at a local buffet. I'll leave that buffet unnamed for this illustration. And it was going well. You know, I really enjoyed the food. I really felt like I was storing up treasure. I was enjoying that, enjoying the company. At the buffet as well. I had no complaints after the buffet. None whatsoever. But a few hours later, can I put it like this? There was an overflow out of my mouth that was not positive, that made me very aware that I was not storing up good treasure at that time. And I needed to make a change, right? I wasn't going to go back to the buffet at that point and be like, oh yeah, I'd like to store up some more treasure. I had to make a change of the inputs, and I started having to input some, like a lot of pure water, probiotics, bland food to settle my stomach. And because I recognized that that overflow was not good, I needed a different kind of overflow. Could this be in our lives? We need to just examine what's coming out of our mouths. And if there's an overflow coming out of our mouths that's not godly, not positive, not helpful, we're not going to go and do the same thing. We need to go and find the different inputs to input into our lives. I want to give a personal, positive illustration of this. Real life is personal to me, but it's really personal to our church. I really feel pleased in this year, in 2016, that we, I felt like as a congregation, have been making proactive steps to input into our lives godly inputs. Input into our lives treasure, store up treasure. In the beginning of the year, we had 4 days of downtime. Just want to encourage each other, do our devotions, go to God's Word, store up God's Word into our lives, enjoy Jesus, to spend time with Him. And we begin to do that. We begin to, in our cells and small groups, been doing Bible studies. We've been inputting into our lives through the recent conference that we had as a church. And, you know, I see that there's fruit of it. You saw the announcement earlier, I think, of how we want to be mission mobilized in May. And we want to take proactive steps, and it's all set up right now. We're going to go down to the Dream Center in LA and adopt the block, their Adopt the Block program, and really bless the community every single Saturday in May. And I see that as a fruit of how we have been inputting into our lives. Listen, Jesus was saying, if you begin to store up the treasure and begin to put in the input over time, very naturally, what's going to happen out of the overflow that you've been putting into your heart, it's going to come out and it's going to begin to bless the community. You're going to begin to minister. You're going to begin to serve. You're going to begin to love. And I see that that's what's been happening in our church. Not that we're perfect and there's lots of other things that God needs to work on us, but I do see this. I do see this progression. And I want to encourage our church to press on in that. Let's keep on going after God and storing up the treasure. Let's keep on making decisions every single day and say that, hey, listen, it matters. It matters that when we put in the nickel in here, you know, the penny in here, because over time, it's going to overflow. And when it begins to overflow, we're going to be able to feed our family. We're going to be able to feed our guests that come over our house because this is God's principle. And Jesus was communicating to his disciples. He was communicating to them when they were gathered together. He was communicating to them this truth to encourage them to press on, that they would bear much fruit. Now, having said all of that, I recognize there might be some of us here that are listening to this word from Jesus, and we're just honestly assessing our lives and the overflow out of our hearts and out of our mouths, and maybe it hasn't been completely positive. And I want to say, let's make the change then. Let's ask God this morning, God, would you input into my life the good treasure so that I will be able to output out of my mouth the good treasure to begin to bless others? I had two specific things that as I prepared this message that I feel like that the Lord wants to do this morning and just wants to minister to us in. Maybe out of your mouth, recently you've been seeing that it's been some cuss words, some harsh words. And you've been noticing that that's what's been coming out. You know, it comes from the heart. And maybe in your heart, you know, you've been feeling like maybe there's just not been a lot of gentleness in your heart. And I felt like as I was preparing this message, that we would just go to God this morning. If we are honest and we're honestly assessing any cuss words, harsh words are coming out, then we just go to God and we say, God, would you fill me with your gentleness? Would you minister to me, God, with your gentleness, that your gentleness would fill my heart? And that as God's gentleness begins to fill your heart, so the word I was getting in preparation of this message was, for some of us, it's been out of the overflow of our heart has been harsh words or even cuss words, and then we'll ask God for his gentleness to fill our hearts. So all eyes closed and heads bowed, and please keep this a private moment for everyone to respond to God's word. Are you here and honestly that's been out of the overflow of your heart has been more of the cuss words and harsh words, but that today we'll ask for God to store up the treasures in our heart of God's gentleness, and we'll invite God's gentleness to fill our hearts, that over out of the overflow will come the gentle words that become soothing, encouraging to others. All eyes closed, heads bowed. Would you just raise your hand all the way up and then down if that's you, and you're asking God, would you fill me with your gentleness, that the gentleness will come out to others. Father, we come before you this morning in response to your word, and we ask that, God, that you would fill us with your gentleness this morning. Let there be a deposit, a storing up of the good treasures from heaven, of the gentleness of your spirit. Out of the overflow of our hearts, come the gentle words that begin to soothe others.
The other thing that I was getting in preparation of this message was for some of us, it could be the negative words or even negative thoughts. And we find that our mind, our hearts, our words go to those negative things. That we kind of speak up about the negative things of situations. And we find that that's been coming up. That's been the overflow of our heart. And it always starts from the heart. So maybe our hearts, maybe it's because of a situation that happened in our lives where it's, we feel kind of negative towards God, negative about the way things happen. But let's ask God to fill us and fill our hearts with the encouragement of His Spirit, the encouragement that only He can bring. Ask God to store up the good treasures in our heart of the encouragement of God, that out of our mouths would flow the encouraging words towards others. All eyes closed and heads bowed, would you put your hand all the way up and then down if you find yourself going towards that, the negative words, but you're saying, God, fill me with your encouraging words, that out of the overflow and out of my mouth will come the encouraging words. Father, we come and we ask you to fill our hearts with your encouragement this morning. We just ask that you would store up in our hearts the treasures of the encouraging things of God, that out of our mouths would flow the encouraging words, encouraging others in Christ. In Jesus' name. Let's all stand together. Prayer ministry team, you can come up at this time. We'll close our service with two songs. And our prayer team will be up here. We'd love to pray for you as we close out our service.